It's time for another edition of Struds On Deli Meats.
I love it. Mexican salami. I literally could pound that all night long. Oh, is it good?
Dermatology.
To save people's lives, I would pimp their popples. Pop their pimples.
Sabres goaltending prospects.
And so whether it's, you know, Devin Levi or Uka Puka Paluka or whatever his name is.
Fractions.
99 out of 10 times, that's a picked off pass or it's just redirected out of the zone.
It's time for Struds On.
Inevitable disaster. You know, Steve Nash is the guy that I like. I got to meet him one time when I was playing. I don't want to make it think like we're sending each other Valentine's Day cards, but I got to meet him. He seemed like a nice guy, really genuine guy. Took the job with the Nets. They're all excited. They got all these three stud players in there, and it's been nothing but a mess really since they got going this year. They're 2-5 in what's a pretty decent Western Conference, and you know they've got. Durant, who's a hell of a player. Kyrie Irving, who's a very talented player, but very difficult to manage. Got into it with a bit of a reporter about some of the things that he's been tweeting about or not tweeting about or liking. And there's just a... And then you got Ben Simmons there on top of all that, who doesn't want to shoot the ball. The whole thing is just a complete disaster. And then today's announced that Steve Nash was... You know, he's out as head coach. And it's sad because you have that much talent in one room, and especially those top three guys, and a coach like Steve Nash should be able to figure something out. But until they solve their off-court problems, guys, or their issues away from the court, they'll never figure it out. Another issue was that KD, who, you know, in the NBA, they can do this. He didn't want to have the GM and the coach back. So how do you think that coach and that GM, do you think they're being heard in that room? When everyone knows that the big guy doesn't want you there. I mean, it was an impossible situation for Steve Nash to be in. And to his credit, you know, Greg, you said it before I jumped on that he hung around. He's not doing it for the money. Obviously, he's got a good life, but he wanted the challenge. But, you know, I would have been like, you know what, man, I'm out of here. This guy doesn't want me here. I don't need to be here. It doesn't even make sense. So that organization is a complete mess. You can bring in whoever you want. I know they're bringing the guy in from Boston. It sounds like that had some success there, but I don't know. He better be a master psychologist and be able to bring people together. And that it's just an absolute disaster right now, Griggs. And I'm here to watch it. I want to watch it, but my God, what a mess.
Yeah, it's not great to say the least. And I think you've got a lot of people that are pulling in very different directions, right? There's, you know, the old adage, there's no I in team. Well, there's a lot of I's there right now. And best of luck to whoever takes over there as the head coach. Like, I think you have a group of players who think they know all the answers.
There are. I think there's a lot of distractions around that room, right? And you can't win. So I think that, you know, if I were to take over that team, I'd sit down and say, okay, guys, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what's going on. Like, where do we want to go here? We have some talent, but they're not working together. And they all seem to be on their own agenda. And I recognize Durant's been hurt, but still, like, even if he's in there for those games, they're not winning. Like, if they win them all, they're still a 500 team. Like, it's just crazy. I don't understand how a team with that much talent is just, to me, just throwing it out the window because they can't get on the same page.
But is Simmons really that talented?
Well,
like, I think he might be the most overrated player in the NBA.
But if we can say he's above average, wouldn't you say he's above average player? Well, the problem is he doesn't want to shoot it.
Well, because he can't. He's not a shooter.
But, and that's another, like, if you're Kevin Durant, your teammate, don't you go, buddy, they're stepping up on me and Kyrie's doing his count. They need you. We need you to shoot the ball, man. Like, learn to shoot it. That's your job. Learn to shoot it. You know, you even saw that, what was it, a couple games ago where Kyrie's yelling, shoot it, man, shoot it. Like, I can't get it. You're rattled, but you got to figure that out. Like, that's part of being a team.
He's got the yips. There's no question about it.
But so they kept the band together, decided they're all going to stay. And honestly, you know, I think it's because they couldn't trade Durant. They couldn't get value back. He's so valuable. You can't get value back. So they tried to keep him, but I honestly think the owner is probably wishing to just get rid of all of them and just be like, I just want to start from ground zero again.
Yeah, you might have to blow it up for sure. But who's like, why would any opposing team take Ben Simmons? It's kind of like I talked about earlier with Paul Sir about Russell Westbrook. Why would you take him at this point? I don't get it. And you know, it's interesting when you say that, and to bring it back around, I remember now Edmonton never had big personalities like that, but the Edmonton owners for many years, now they were bad, but man, they were a dysfunctional organization.
Yeah, I mean, well,
they didn't really have a direct plan. You know, they're blaming this player or they're blaming that player, and it was like having seen it firsthand.
Yeah,
I can now see when other teams start to unravel. You're like, oh yeah, I've seen similar things, mm-hmm. and it's almost easier to recognize it now after having seen it right up close for a decade.
Yeah, well, when you're looking at this team, though, these three guys, can you not, the three people, like you, myself, and Connor, couldn't we sit down and say, listen, we have the talent to be at least, at the very least, an above-average team, at the very least. You know, you're going to have to give some. You're going to have to give some. I'm going to have to give. We're all going to have to concede some of our whatever it is we're doing. And you know what? Whatever, I just don't understand it. Like, how can you go into a building knowing you're probably more talented at the top end than most teams, and you're losing. And I get Durant was hurt. I get that. But, like, would it still be that much difference? I just don't get it. I don't think it would be that much of a difference.